And welcome back here in the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I am Fast Talking Rob. It is time for our Maverick Minute. And as always, we're joined by the GM of the Kansas City Mavericks, Brent Thiessen. Brent, happy Friday to you.
Hey, thanks a lot. It's good to be back.
Well, big win earlier this week for the Mavericks. On Tuesday, they beat the best team in the league, the Colorado Eagles.
Yeah, you know what? It's been a good run for us. January was a really good month for us. We went 7-3, and it's been our best month of the season so far. So, you know, playing at home on Tuesday night against the Colorado Eagles, the best team in the league, as you mentioned, you know, we played a really good game. Really proud of the guys and the performance they turned in. And this next 2 weeks here is really big for us as far as really securing a playoff spot, playing against teams that are in our division.
And like the nature of all, you know, minor league teams, after the game, you lose a few players to AAA Stockton.
Yeah, you know what, you know, Darren Nowick and McMurtry and Parsons, they were able to play for us on Tuesday. You know, we've been without their services for a while now. They came back down and were able to play for us on Tuesday. And then, of course, on Wednesday, they get called back up. So, you know, it's, guys are going to have to step up, especially against Cincinnati this weekend, a team that's trying to catch us here in the playoff race. But I can tell you, you know, we've won 11 of our last 15 games, you know, really despite being pretty shorthanded on our roster. So guys have done a really good job of stepping up, and they have to continue to do that. And I think being at home is going to be a big part of that.
And you mentioned you've been, I don't want to say lucky that you've played without these guys before, but it's got to be nice to have some experience without them on the ice as you take on the Cincinnati Cyclones on Friday and Saturday night over at the Silverstein Ice Centers Arena.
Yeah, you know what? There's been a lot less, a lot fewer transactions this year, and I think we've got some really good leadership in the room. And I think you make a great point. You know, with some of these guys that are getting called up, and obviously very talented offensive players that you know, selfishly we're losing. You know, it's good to have leadership in that room, and it's good to have guys that have been around, and they know exactly what John Scott Dixon is wanting of all the guys, and they're buying in. And I think that shows, again, you know, kind of looking back to the last 15 games and saying, you know, we've won 11 of them. That's, you know, that's not a mistake. That's guys that are buying in and really playing above what the expectation is. So we've got to keep doing that. And, you know, I think we've got a good chance. You know, you look at some of the matchups coming up this weekend, and we're 13-1 when outscoring opponents on the power play. And, you know, Cincy ranks 25th in the ECHL on the penalty kill. So, you know, special teams are going to be big, and it's an opportunity for us to, like I said, go out there and create some separation in the standings for a playoff spot.
It's got to be kind of a catch-22 because you don't want to lose players because you want the best players on the ice, but at the same time, you'd like to have your players push through the ranks and eventually be able to say, you know, former Kansas City Maverick player, whatever, is now playing at the NHL level, right?
Well, you're exactly right. And, I mean, being able to say that now four times with four of our previous players now playing in the National Hockey League, or, you know, it is a catch-22. And selfishly, you look at our season and you look at what we want to do here. Of course, we want to win a championship and win games and put a competitive team on the ice that our fans and community is proud of. And so I think, you know, again, that kind of goes against, you know, what you want for the players individually. And that's for them to develop and to grow their career and obviously play at the highest and best level that they possibly can. And I think that, you know, sometimes they do go hand in hand, because the more players that you move up, the more that you develop, the easier recruiting is in the summer, and you look at an organization that has a lot of player movement and getting guys to the next level, it becomes a little bit easier to get recruit that next kid and coming out of you know, juniors or college or you know, wherever they may be coming. They look at your team and they say, you know, this is a really good avenue to go if I want to better myself and you know, continue my pro career. So. So all of those things are good, but you're absolutely right. I mean, it's tough to play, you know, sometimes when you know there's some offensive guys that are playing up in Stockton that you're really proud of them. They're doing a great job, but yeah, you know, we've all got to step up, and that's part of the game. I mean, that's part of this level, and we all recognize that.
Well, it's always a great time on the ice and for fans and the Orange Army out at Silverstein Ice Center's Arena. No different this weekend. On Saturday night, it is Mac's birthday, and fans in attendance will receive a Mac bobblehead.
Yeah, the first 1,500 fans are going to get a Mac bobblehead. And you know what? That's a fun night. It's an annual event that we do, and you're going to see all of the mascots from around the local sports scene. And, you know, they play an intermission game, and they'll be in attendance. They'll be on the concourse. So, you know, all the families out there, kids out there, it's a great, great game to attend tomorrow night. It's a really good time. And, you know, I'd urge everybody, you know, we've been talking for several weeks now, and, you know, I'd urge anybody out there that has not attended a Mavericks game to come on out. It's a great time. I think you'll be surprised just how much fun you have. And, you know, it's not just for hockey fans. We want the community to embrace this team and to call it their own and ultimately have a great time. So we hope to see everybody out here this weekend.
There. Take the kids. Go out. See all the mascots. See some great hockey. Get a bobblehead. Brent, thank you so much for the time.
Hey, absolutely. Great to be on.